Okay, we're continuing here in the Sefer Shari Avoida, and we're talking about the Inyan of Shabbos. And last week we did, I think the first piece it was, Hay/Ches, is that the first piece?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go down to the next one under it, which is Hay/Tes. This is a piece from Rav Volba and Ali Shur, and we'll see throughout... throughout this chapter, he brings a few places from the Ali Shur. Some of them seem to be very, very deep. I'm not 100% understanding what he says, but we'll see what we could do. So in this piece, Rav Volba says as follows: Shainihi Shabbos Kodesh Mikol HaMitzvahs. There's a difference between Shabbos and all other mitzvahs. She ain't a mitzvah greida shenasan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this builds on what we spoke about last week. That it's interesting the way he terms it. It's not just mitzvah greida, just a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, like any other mitzvah, ela matana. And that we saw last week, the Chazal stress that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a matana present. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moisha, like we said, matana toiva, yeshli beveis genozai v'shabishma. I have a good matana in my storehouse, and its name is Shabbos, v'ani mevakish litna l'Yisrael, leich v'hidiyam. That we mentioned last week from the Medrash and the Gemara Masech Tebei as well. V'anu shoymi milashayna makadosh, ki matana zui mibeis genova v'yisparach. He says, if you're medayek in Chazal's Lashon, you see that this present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, he clearly says is from his Beis Genaza, that's his storehouses, that's his where he keeps his hidden things. Geniza, hidden things. That's where he keeps it's his treasure house. Shezehu hapnim shebifnim mikol yitzroisav v'shashua v'yisparach. That means to say, this is coming from the Pnim Shebifnim, the inner of all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oitzras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has storehouses, v'shashua, and different things that he... It's hard to say shashuim, and it doesn't mean toys, it means things that he enjoys, things that he's mashpia to the world, but Shabbos comes all the way from deep inside, from Beveis Genazai. Mitzius shel kedusha upnimiyos shebe'etzem einoy shayach lanu klal. So what he's medayik from here is that Shabbos is coming from a place that is so kadosh and it's so spiritual and so ruchani that really there's no way that any person could have any shaychus to it at all. It's not something that any person could have any relationship with. Mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was made for people. Mitzvahs are maisis, there's actions. These are things that are made for people, like Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim when they said, leave the Torah in Shemayim. So he says, do you have a father and a mother? Are you able to steal? Do you have jealousy? So these mitzvahs have been, of course, there's a pnimius to every mitzvah, there's nothing to talk about, but the levush of the mitzvah, so to speak, the outer, what we connect to the mitzvah, is the maisius, the action of the mitzvah. But it seems, says Rav Volba, that if we're medayik from the Gemara, that this is coming from such a high place in Shemayim, such a deep place in Shemayim, lifnim shebifnim, that really be'etzem ein shayach lanu klal. It's not something that really we could have any shaychus to. And that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a matana. Last week we said the pshat, the matana is because it's special for us, because really the whole world should have gotten Shabbos, because they all have a shaychus to Shabbos. Here Rav Volba saying, almost pum fakert, a human being almost can't have any shaychus to Shabbos at all. It's not something that a person could enjoy. It's like saying that, you know, in the matzav that we are, we're going to walk into Gan Eden. We're not walking into Gan Eden in the matzav that we are. You have to be ruchani to go into Gan Eden. How that's going to change, how Olam Haba's going to happen, how we're going to end up there, tzadikim, yoshvin, evenenim, eziv, ashchina. It's a whole different world of what's going to be. It's a spiritual world. And as we say, Shabbos is me'ein Olam Haba. That's really the pshat. It's me'ein Olam Haba. But Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh is not something really that in our state that we have. That we have. We have to be mekadesh ourselves. It's this world is the way we get towards an Olam Haba, the way we learn, you earn an Olam Haba. But to have Olam Haba, have Gan Eden right over here, that's not something that we have. So to have Shabbos, which is from the Pnim Shabbipnim, he says, really, that's not something that we really should be able to handle or relate to at all. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to give it to us as a matana. And he says, "Gam nusach habrocha shel Shabbos shoyne mehanusach haragel shel birkas hamitzvos." And this is interesting, that the nusach, the text of the bracha on Shabbos, is different than the regular text of a birkas hamitzvos. When we make a bracha on birkas hamitzvos, we say, "Asher kedishanu b'mitzvos avitzivanu." Hashem, you sanctified us with His mitzvos, and He commanded us to do whatever, lulav, shayfer, whatever it is. Ki bekiddush el Shabbos oimrim, anu oimrim, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. So that's the same. Hashem, He was mekaddush us with His mitzvos. V'ratzovanu, and He was happy with us, and He wanted us. He had a ratzon for us. V'shabbas kodshoi be'avo v'ratzon in chilanu. And then, because of that, the Holy Shabbos, with Ava and Ratzon, He bequeathed to us in Chilana. He gave us as a Nachala. He gave it to us as a Matana. So it's something that every time we recite Kiddush should remind us of what Shabbos really is. It's different. In Kiddush of Yontif, we say Asher Bochar Bonu Mikolam, V'Reim Imonu Mikolashayin, V'Kiddushanu B'Mitzvayisav. We talk about what Hashem chose us, and because of that, Kiddushanu B'Mitzvayisav, and then Vatitan Lanu, He gave us this mitzvah. But over here, it's a very interesting lashon. V'Ratzavanu, V'Shabbos Kodshei B'Havo V'Ratzin Chilanu. So says Rav Vobel, that's exactly what we're saying. Really, this is not something that we should have had. It's not something we could relate to. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ratzavanu, because He was happy with us and He wanted to give us a special matana, so V'Shabbos Kodshei Hidchilanu, He gave us this special mitzvah, this mitzvah of Shabbos. Harei Shabbos Hi Metziyah Shel Kedusha El Yoyna, Shabbos Kodshei, and again he's medayik in the words, Shabbos Kodshei. It doesn't say Shabbos HaKodesh or Shabbos Kodesh, it says Kodshei. It's His holy Shabbos. That means to say this was something that really belongs with Hashem and remaining in the store of houses of Hashem. Whatever He'll do with it, I don't know what He'll do with it. It'll be for neshamas after they leave this world. And tzaddikim, they're going to be in Olam Haba. They'll have a concept of Shabbos. Whatever will be. It's Shabbos Kodshei. It's really not something that we are supposed to be able to relate to. But because it was Ratzavanu, so v'Shabbos Kodshei hin chilanu, it says v'loy tziva, it's different than a command. A command is a mitzvah, like we said. Elohin chiloy saylanu. It was a matana of Shabbos that He gave us. So when we talk about Shabbos being me'ein olam haba, we talk about a Shabbos being a time of a matana taiva, we have to realize that this is something that really, apidera chateva, it's not something that we should have any shaykhis to. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us this matana, so therefore, v'Shabbos Kodshei, His Shabbos, His holy Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hin chilanu. So that's a very geshmaka understanding in the Kiddush that we say, that it's like a different nusach than other birchas hamitzvahs and the other Kiddush of Yontif that we have. Even by Yant, if we say Vatit and Lanu Hashem Alekeinu Esyoim Ha whatever, right? Chagamatzis is a Vatit and Lanu. He gave it to us, but not this lashon of Hinchilanu. Hinchilanu is b'medayi kashab bequeathed it like a present, like a nachala, like a matana. Okay, that's the first stickle here from Rav Volba.
Shashua again is
what? Shashua things that he enjoys.
Something
right, something I enjoy. Shashua, it's pleasurable. Shashua, my things are pleasurable. Okay, let us go skip the next one, and we're going to go to Hey Yud Aleph. Hey Yud Aleph is from the Oyev Yisrael. I think it's the Abderav Zechayin Levrach, I think. And he says like this. Be'emes roi v'nochein l'chol ish maskel v'novein. It's really befitting for any person who is a maskel, who has intellect, v'novein, he has understanding. Losum el libay l'tzapais u'liyachel kol yemoy hachel yoyis mishayim reshabbos. That is, should place his heart to look forward and yearn all the entire week to be from the shomrei Shabbos. What does it mean to be Shomrei Shabbos? Kimoy va'aviv shomar es hadavar. It says by Yosef had the dreams, and it says he told over the dreams to Yaakov, and he told the dreams to the brother. Vayikanu vayachov. The brothers were jealous. Va'aviv, but the father Shamar es hadavar. Shamar means he was waiting. Rashi says he was mitzapeh. He was waiting to see when is it going to happen. Yaakov Avinu knew this was some type of nevuah. He doesn't understand what's going on. He himself said, so how's it going to happen? Your mother's not alive, Rashi says. It does, something's wrong here. But the pasuk tells us, Vaviv Shamar es hadavar. So the Lashon Shamar, says the Ayav Yisrael, is a Lashon of mitzapeh, person looking forward to something, waiting for something. So therefore, say he's saying a person should be from the Shomrei Shabbos. You're Shomrei Shabbos on Sunday. You're Shomrei Shabbos on Monday because you're looking forward and waiting. When is Shabbos going to come? Ulislaiv ma'oidin, to get all excited and riled up, fired up. Masa yagiyu yayma Shabbos HaKadosh. When is Shabbos going to come? V'liyois mekaveh v'nichsaf u'mishtoikek l'matana chemdozu hagnuza haba b'yayma Shabbos. A person should be looking forward and yearning for this matana that comes with the day of Shabbos. So what is it? What exactly is he looking for? Hashpoas HaKedusha is a special shefa, outpouring of Kedusha. V'asogas HaRuchani, and it's also being able to relate or to understand in a spiritual way, a spiritual asaga, hanishpa milamayla kol echad ve'echad mizera Yisrael. And that fits very geshmak into Rav Volbu was saying also, it's a time of Kedusha, it's a time of Olam Haba, it's Shabbos Kodshoi. So what happens when you connect with that Shabbos? You also are plugging yourself in to that ruchnius that should have been something we can't have shaykhis to. You plug yourself into the Kedusha and the ruchnius that come from Shamayim, al kol echad ve'echad mizera Yisrael, lefi erech hasagosei umadregosei shiuchu lekabel. Every person differently. Because, you know, if you take your regular appliance and plug it into, you know, a European or Israeli plug, it's 110 and you can plug it into 220, what happens? What happened to my fax machine when I was a bacher and I plugged it in? Right? It zapped up. Boom. That's it. It was gone. That was the end of it. So I think they might try to fix it or something. Some place that blocks it. It shouldn't kill the kishkas in those days. It just shorted out the beginning of it. That's what happens. So you can't have too much. Every person, they're saying, every person is going to plug into this 220, 440, whatever number it is, if that exists, of power, of hashba, of kedusha, from Shabbos, he won't be able to be makabel such a thing. He won't be able to. Just overload a person's system. So it's lefi erech hasagosi madregosi shiucha lekabel. We could understand that now, because if you have now with... I don't know about the other ones. Well, we know the little white thing for the iPhones or whatever, you know, that you plug into the wall. The regular plugs, it you could put that into a 220. It'll transfer it to make sure that only 110 is coming through.
The transformer.
It itself is a transformer.
Yeah.
Right, so in the olden days you had to buy those big things, you know what I mean? Yeah. Those big shtiklach, and you put it in and it transformed it. But now a lot of electronics... They themselves, you look on the little box, the same plug you plug into your thing here. So you just put the little adapter on. Mm-hmm. And in the olden days, which I did, I put the little adapter on the fax machine, and it zapped it because it went straight to 220. It didn't go and transfer to 110. Mashenkin, these little, they do it themselves. Why? It only pulls, my son was mazbit to me, I'm not such a bakan to this, it only pulls the amount of electricity that it's able to handle. Kacha, I don't know how it works, but that's what it does. So that's really what happens. We're all plugging ourselves on Shabbos into this massive, massive ruchnius, thousands of watts of ruchnius, you know what I mean? So we're physical people. We're physical people. So Bishlam, you have the Gold Hadar, Tzadik Hadar, you have, Tzadikim, who they people said on Shabbos they look different than they did during the week. You know, what's the name of that Sefer? Something Shel Shabbos. There's a Chassidish Sefer. Cool. You think the Ber Maim Chaim wrote it. So they said on Shabbos he was like a foot taller than he was the rest of the week. He would look different. He is. Okay, so we're talking about big people, you know what I'm saying? Big people, Shefa of Shabbos, Mamish, like, it was Nicker, the transformation. People like us, if we're going to get such a Shefa, we're going to be zapped. We can't handle such Ruchnias like that. It's too much. So every person's neshama has only, it draws exactly what he needs. And that's what he's saying. Lefi erech hasagosi madrigosi shiuch lekach. It's an automatic thing. Whatever he's able to draw, he draws. But he's drawing, every person is drawing on that shefa of ruchnius and Shabbos. Kivadai boy achon rabba. Now, he's saying it's not just enough that you just come there. Coming to Shabbos needs a lot of preparation. Kol sheishis yemei amaisa al kedusha Shabbos sheyushba melamayla. If you want to be able to really tap into Shabbos, so you got to be from the Shomrei Shabbos. You got to be prepared for it. The more you prepare yourself during the week, the more you'll be able to be mekabel when Shabbos taka comes. Uchefi achanosi b'machshava uvedibur v'maisa. So if you're going to come to Shabbos and your whole week you were sullied by all the gashmias and the averis and the nivel and whatever else that we experience during the week, and all of a sudden now you want to plug yourself in to Shabbos, you're going to overload. So, okay, your neshama will draw only what it could handle. But if during the week you are mekadesh yourself, and you prepared yourself in a spiritual way, in a ruchniyistic way, and you were careful with your machshava to the best of your ability, and you tried to be careful with your dibur, and you tried to be careful with your maisim, so when you're going to come to Shabbos, so you're already a different person. You're a person who's able to handle more of a surge into you. The Yisrael says, anyone who knows anything understands that. So, he knew that. And whoever he hung around with also understood, you know, how this works. But that's what it is. She'adam tzarech l'tayreach es atzmei koyim e'achol k'dei shilo ima b'Shabbos, mishatarech b'erev Shabbos yeicha b'Shabbos. What you will receive on Shabbos is dependent on what you did during the week. Mishatarech b'erev Shabbos yeicha b'Shabbos. Like we said this last time from the Netziv, it's totally in your preparation. You want to tap into Kedusha Shabbos, you got to prepare for it. Oyv Yisrael is saying that's called a Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos is the guy who waits a whole week for Shabbos. Not just saying the Yom HaYom Yom Shabbos, Bimekayim Mitzvah Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. I'm remembering Shabbos. I'm preparing myself in a ruchniyistic way that when I'm going to be able to come to Shabbos, I should be able to receive Kiddushan Ashba to the greatest amount that I'm able to handle. And b'meila, it will have a hashba on me to make sure that I'm tapping into this, as we said from Rav Alba, this Shabbos kodshei. Okay, so that's a very gishmak hashtickle from the Oyv Yisrael, again building on this idea of the kedusha shabbos that's coming to Klal Yisrael. Now let us go to the next page. We'll do one more shtickle here, and this is a shtickle, or maybe two. We'll see if we get to it. From the Michtam Eliyahu, from Rav Dessa Zichron Lebracha.
This is the Shem of Zachar, maybe that's what it means. Shomer is the Hachana the week before.
Zachar is when you get there. Zachrei, oh, very good, very gishmak, because Zachar, Chazal Darshan, Zachrei Alayayin, right? Zachar is your Mekayim. When Shabbos comes, you remember Knisasei Vitziasei. You make Kiddush in the beginning, you make Havdol at the end. That's Zachar. Shomer is the preparation for that. Very gishmak, very good. Okay, says the Michtam Eliyahu, Sheishes Yomim Tavi Vasis Kom Lachtecha, V'yayim Ashvi Shabbos Lashem Lekecha, Pirish. Sheyayim HaShabbos Nitan Lahosig Bilibeinu Inyan HaShvisa. He says that through Shabbos, a person is able to understand what it means to be Shoivis, to rest. What does that mean? Sheyim B'masim Shalonu Shum Geder Siba. Pirish she'enonu poilim klum ayidei maseinu. Shabbos is going to teach a person that all the work that he does during the week is not really what brings about accomplishment. That's not really what brings his parnasa. That's not what brings his success. V'nakir ki akol ach v'rak maseh Hashem eima. Everything that we do is dependent on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. It's all in the Hatzlacha, is all totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, you have to work. That's part of our Ishtadlus. But a person has to know that it's really not his maisim, his actions, that are bringing it about. Al kein amru zal al Shabbos shetehei kiilu kamalachtecha asuya. It says by Shabbos that when you start Shabbos, in your minds it should be as if all of your work has been finished. Kloimar ha'adam sheyesh le'daiga gedayla lefanav. Person has great worries about whatever parnasa issues, whatever inyan he's going through. Tispatel da'gosel legamri shekedushat tagiyah Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, he's supposed to get rid of that worry. Why? V'hainu. If a person is able to work on himself, that if he realizes that everything that happens is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kal Yachal, he's what causes everything, Oisev v'yaseh hakol. That's what that means, right? Hu levadoi asa oisev v'yaseh. He does everything. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'oz yivtach boy uvechastoi v'tuvoi ki ukvar heichin hakol etayvas inyan. So even though a person's worried about something, but if a person's able to have the bitachain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really running the world, he will have that bitachain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already made everything, prepared everything for it to work out the way it's supposed to work out. Does that mean it's going to be the way he wants to work out? Lav dafka. But l'toyvas ha'inyan, the way it's supposed to work out, that's what's supposed to happen. And really everything's already in place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. So even though I'm not sure how things are going to play themselves out, I have worries about it, but if a person has 100% bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that it's going to work itself out in the best way that's supposed to happen. That's what it means that the Ashpo of Shabbos is Mekadesh the whole week. When Chazal are telling us that when it comes Shabbos, a person supposed to stop worrying about things. It's supposed to be kilu kol machtecha yasuya. Everything that he was supposed to take care of, it's already done. What do you mean it's already done? I left 14 things hanging in the air in my office. What do you mean supposed to be? I'm supposed to also come Shabbos. Kilu, everything's done. What do you mean it's not done? You want to tell me I'm supposed to take a break and I'll continue? Wasn't kilu malach? So the Michtam Eliyahu is saying a very deep avart here. He's saying a very deep thing. That the pshat is, when you come to Shabbos, and Shabbos is a time of Emunah, it's remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. He was the Borei HaOlam. And part of understanding he was the Borei HaOlam is that he continues to run the world. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim teaches us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put the world on autopilot. There's Ashkocha Pratis. Anichi Hashem Lekecha Asher Etzesicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Not that I created the world. That created the world would just say I created it. But could be it's on autopilot. Like some of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah believed. No, Asher Etzesicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Took you out of Mitzrayim. What did you learn in Mitzrayim? Makas Bechairis. You learned that there's Ashkocha Pratis. You learned that there's Charva Einesh. You learned a lot of different things in Mitzrayim. Shabbos comes along. Shabbos is the baseline of everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He's the Borei. But it continues that you have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is continuing to run the world. So when you start putting into perspective on Shabbos how your life looks, and you say to yourself, but I have so many things hanging. If you're a Baiteach Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu to the nth degree and you understand what Shabbos is teaching you, you really should say to yourself, there's nothing hanging. Everything is already planned out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan how it's all going to end out. Yes, I left them 14 things hanging in my office, but there is a plan how it's going to happen. I may not know how it's going to happen. I may not see exactly how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in the best way possible for it itself and for me. That's what Emunah Bitachon is. Emunah Bitachon doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to come out the way I want it to come out. And Emunah Bitachon doesn't mean necessarily it's going to come out even in a good way, the way I think what good is. It's the way it's supposed to happen. The Rabbeinu Shalom has it set up. So when a person comes to Shabbos and he stops and he says, I'm in the middle of everything? No. Kol malachti asuya. Everything's finished already. Even though I may be in the middle of it, but it's not in the middle that there's no end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an end in sight. So what am I worrying about? So let me relax. Let me enjoy my Shabbos. So then comes along the Shabbos and teaches us, one second, why only on Shabbos do you think that way? How come on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday you don't think that way? How come on Wednesday you don't think that way? The Teretz is, if you start understanding what Shabbos is, so when you go into the next week, you say, oh, all my daigas and all those things, yes, I have to be busy with them, but I should have a different outlook on what's going on over here. Malach techa asuya. I have to make my ishtadlus, I have to do my best. But if bottom line I know that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom and he has it prepared, and it's going to become the toiv be'enov, shu ha-toiv be'emes, what's truly good, not necessarily what I think is good, but what's truly good, I'll do my best. But it's not all Tali and me. I don't have to worry so much. And that's how what it means, and that's how it has Ashpa on the rest of the week. Okay, we'll stop it for today.